Chapter 25, Being Blind by Tony Doyle. Book excerpt. I have never had normal sight and for many years I have been totally blind. It's not an uncommon plight, it affects 0.5% of humankind. We are more capable than people think, some barriers are real, others in the mind. But, I function well at the kitchen sink and can cook whenever I feel inclined. We are frequently misunderstood and empathy can be hard to find. There's more I would do if I could, but I don't object to a bit of hard grind. Blind people need more time than others, especially when tasks are entwined. But we often make better lovers, so we don't accept being unjustly maligned. I don't like being patronized, but I like people who are genuinely kind. We won't be unfairly criticized, discarded, or simply left behind. So think again when you refer to blind folk, we don't want false images assigned. If wrong impressions are what you evoke, you can expect a poke in the eye from the blind. That's me. A signed copy of Toner's book can be purchased from him at the reduced price of $30 by emailing todoyle.visions@bigpond.com or calling on 0417798857. Below is information about his book, Vistas and Visions of a Blind Man. This collection of poems and sketches will take you on an intricate, winding journey focusing on society, environment, science, politics, religion and many other, often poignant, aspects of life. These poems contain critique, commentary, lots of humor, pathos, absurdity and a degree of red alert. Tony Doyle's poetic styles vary and references to blindness are sprinkled throughout the book. These poems will entertain, challenge, amuse and perhaps even shock you. Some of them take a critical look at modern life, recent cultural changes and possible future scenarios. The widening gap between rich and poor is referred to in several poems. The author considers it to be a dangerous and undealt with phenomenon of the modern era. Other poems will cheer you up with a bit of irreverent and quirky humor.